when Jesus was preaching there on the hillside in what we call the Sermon on the Mount, one of the statements he made was, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." And I was thinking about that subject today of peace, peace being one of the fruits of the Spirit, and how we are called to be peaceable and also to be peacemakers. So what is a peacemaker or a peaceable person? And what does it mean to be called sons of God? When I think of sons of God, it means they will be someone who's considered to be like God, a child of the Lord, because of his because of the spirit that's in him, because of the way he lives and acts. It becomes obvious that he is walking with the Lord, and he's a child of God, him or her. And it means, it doesn't mean a small child, it means a grown child, a grown son or daughter, having become like their father, having grown up to become like their father. So what then is a peacemaker? To me, a peacemaker is someone who takes the step of humbling himself in order that reconciliation can happen. So when we were at there was enmity between us and God because of sin. And so God himself in Jesus came to earth. Jesus humbled himself, and God extended his love to us that way, taking that step, taking the first step to make peace, a peacemaker. So we are called to be peacemakers, peaceable persons, and the person that the Bible character that I thought of along those lines was Isaac. There was a time in his life where he was a peacemaker. He was a peaceable person. And he, because of the famine in the land, Isaac had moved, I think, to a different area. And in Genesis 26:12, I'm reading here, it says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him." Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, "Go away from us, for you are much mightier than we." Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. So back in those days, there were already quarrels over water rights, the rights to water. And Isaac, it's obvious he was very wealthy. He had a lot of strength. He could have probably forced the issue, easily forced the issue, but he simply he just went away, dug another well, and they crawled over that one also, so he called its name Sitna. They crawled over that one, so he moved to another place. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us." So here we have Isaac several times just choosing to lay down what he would have had a right to claim because of the work that they had put into digging a well. It wasn't like they could bring a machine in and drill this well in a short time. It was all dug by hand, a large well, and his herdsman, he had directed his herdsman there to do this work for him. And I would think that it would have been tempting to stay and enforce the issue, but he chose rather the way of peace and give up what was rightfully his for the sake of peace. And I find that challenging to think about that, as well as inspiring the way that the Lord then blessed him. At the end, he had peace. It says that in verse 26 that Abimelech came up to him with his friends and the commander of his army, and they made peace. They made a covenant with each other. Even then, they were still, it would appear to me, they were not being very honest about their behavior. But they said to Isaac, "We have, let me see here." They said, "We have not touched you, since we have done nothing to you but good and have sent you away in peace." Just reading the account, it wouldn't have seemed quite that way, but this is what they said. And there again, Isaac could have disputed the account, but he chose not to do so. He was hospitable to them and was willing to make a covenant that they would not harm each other. And so they had a covenant there of peace then. So that's inspiring, that when we walk the journey of making peace, that according to Scripture, God's blessing is upon that, and we will then be known as sons of God if we choose that route, the route of making peace. And this is something that we need to not to take beyond a mental thing and put it into practical everyday living. There are all manner of disputes in our lives, disagreements and quarrels that can come about where someone has an issue with something, and to then choose to play the role of peacemaker is sometimes very hard when we feel that we're in the right. But nevertheless, this is God's will for us, that we yield ourselves and give up what we could claim as our rights, and not giving in to what is wrong, but surrendering our own personal interests at times for the sake of peace. May God bless you.